The game of the week between defending state champs turns into a blowout. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
Games between defending state champions don't happen very often, just a handful of times in the last 20 to 30 years. We got such a champ versus champ showdown last Friday night, and it was the game of the week in the state of Wisconsin. However, defending Division VI state champion St. Mary Springs made sure it wasn't much of a game, hammering three-time defending D5 champ Amherst 34-0, despite losing two-way standout Ezra Tucker early in the contest to injury. Nina staked its claim as one of the elite teams in the state with a thrilling 22-19 win over Appleton North. The Rockets trailed entering the fourth quarter and later found themselves down by 5 in the final minutes before Sam Dietrich found Logan Morrow for a 15-yard touchdown pass with just 52 seconds remaining. Barron ended a 34-game losing streak behind junior Wyatt Bowe, who opened the 27-13 win over Schwamigan with a 99-yard kick return and would add a rushing and receiving score later in the game. Badgers commit Leo Chenal of Grantsburg missed week one while on a mission trip, but quickly made up for lost time. In a 35-8 win over Hayward, Chenal rushed 10 times for 169 yards and 3 touchdowns, caught 2 passes for 42 yards and another score, and added 21 tackles, a fumble recovery, and interception on defense. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.